There is no salvation except through a living heart, and the heart is sustained through remembrance of Allah Almighty and reflection, and dies through heedlessness and neglectfulness. Thus, heedfulness is what kills the heart, destroys people, and hinders them from good deeds. One of the most severe ways people are lured into sin is through blessings, and one of the greatest ways in which they are intoxicated by these blessings is heedlessness. When blessings abound and heedlessness takes hold, people are in danger. They are lured by blessings, and due to their heedlessness, they do not express gratitude. So, they are seized by punishment without realizing it. Heedlessness brings worldly punishment before the punishment of the hereafter. So when they forgot that by which they had been reminded, we opened to them the doors of every good thing until, when they rejoiced in that which they were given, we seized them suddenly, and they were then in despair. And Allah said concerning Fir'aun and his people, so we took retribution from them, and we drowned them in the sea because they denied our signs and were heedless of them. They were heedless of Allah's signs, so they denied them and were destroyed upon their disbelief and drowned. And the punishment of the hereafter is more severe and more disgraceful. Heedlessness is a cause of incapacitating the senses through which a person perceives the knowledge of Allah, reflects on his blessings and signs. Concerning the disbelievers, Allah Almighty said, and we have certainly created for hell many of the jinn and mankind. They have hearts with which they do not understand, they have eyes with which they do not see, and they have ears with which they do not hear. Those are like livestock, rather they are more astray. It is they who are the heedless. Thus Allah Almighty described them as heedless, and that heedlessness disabled the means of knowing the Lord, so they became more astray than livestock. Or do you think that most of them hear or reason? They are not except like livestock. Rather, they are even more astray in their way. Among the effects of heedlessness is the veiling of the senses. Even if they hear the revelation, they do not follow it. Indeed, those who disbelieve, it is all the same for them whether you warn them or do not warn them. They will not believe. Allah has set a seal upon their hearts and upon their hearing, and over their vision is a veil, and for them is a great punishment. And in another verse, have you seen he who has taken as his God his own desire? And Allah has sent him astray due to knowledge, and has set a seal upon his hearing and his heart, and put over his vision a veil. So, who will guide him after Allah? Then will you not be reminded? Another effect of heedlessness is sealing the hearts of the heedless, as well as their hearing and vision, so they do not take heed of admonitions, do not remember when reminded, and do not benefit from revelation. As Allah Almighty said regarding the disbelieving rejectors, that is because they preferred the worldly life over the hereafter, and that Allah does not guide the disbelieving people. Those are the ones over whose hearts and hearing and vision Allah has sealed, and it is those who are the heedless. And He Almighty said about the hypocrites, they are satisfied to be with those who stayed behind, and Allah sealed over their hearts so they do not know. And He the Exalted said, this is because they believed, and then they disbelieved, so their hearts were sealed over, and they do not understand. Despite the fact that the hypocrites mingled with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listened to his words, witnessed the descent of revelation upon him, and saw the clear signs of his truthfulness, they still did not believe in him because heedlessness enveloped their hearts. So they were sealed, and faith did not enter them. And among the effects of heedlessness is the turning away from the truth towards falsehood, and arguing in support of falsehood to defend it, and disputing the truth to reject it. Allah the Exalted says, I will turn away from my signs those who are arrogant upon the earth without right. And if they should see every sign, they will not believe in it. And if they see the way of consciousness, they will not adopt it as a way. But if they see the way of error, they will adopt it as a way. That is because they have denied our signs and were heedless of them. Their heedlessness of Allah the Exalted and His signs was a reason for their being turned away from the truth. And Allah Almighty says, those who dispute concerning the signs of Allah without an authority having come to them, great is hatred of them in the sight of Allah and in the sight of those who have believed. Thus does Allah seal over every heart belonging to an arrogant tyrant. And among the effects of heedlessness is inattentiveness to the means of happiness in this world and the hereafter. People's benefits both now and later are in the hands of Allah Almighty. Whoever is heedless of Allah Almighty and his religion and forgets him, Allah Almighty will cause them to forget what is in their best interests. Allah Almighty says about the hypocrites, they have forgotten Allah, so he has forgotten them. And he forbids the believers from being like them, saying, and be not like those who forgot Allah, so he made them forget themselves. Those are the defiantly disobedient. Meaning, do not forget the remembrance of Allah, the Exalted, so that he makes you forget to act in your own end interests. And whoever reflects on the condition of those who are immersed in this worldly life and its pleasures, heedless of Allah Almighty and his religion, will find that they are in constant pursuit of forbidden desires and rushing for more cheap thrills. Yet, these do not satisfy their eyes, nor quench their thirst, nor bring them the happiness that they hope for. How can they be happy when their hearts are heedless of the source of their life, joy, contentment, which is the knowledge of Allah Almighty, his remembrance, and worshipping him, the Almighty? One of the greatest effects of heedlessness towards Allah Almighty and his religion is being deprived of success in the hereafter. For those whose hearts are engulfed by heedlessness turn away from Allah's religion and pay no attention to it, just like the disbelievers and the hypocrites. Allah Almighty says about their faith and the recompense of their heedlessness, indeed, those who do not expect the meeting with us and are satisfied with the life of this world and feel secure therein, and those who are heedless of our signs, for those their refuge will be the fire because of what they used to earn. In another verse, Allah Almighty says, and warn them of the day of regret, when the matter will be concluded, and yet they are in a state of heedlessness, and they do not believe. To the extent that a believer is heedless of Allah Almighty, their reward decreases, and their rank is lowered. That is why the people of paradise will have levels, some above others, and they will be distinguished according to their extent of remembering Allah Almighty and acting in accordance with his religion. Allah Almighty says, look how we have favored in provision some of them over others, but the hereafter is greater in degrees of difference and greater in distinction. Allah Almighty warned the believers against heedlessness because of its severe impact upon the heart. He commanded his prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remember your Lord within yourself in humility and in fear, without being apparent in speech, in the mornings and the evenings, and do not be among the heedless. His messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would remember Allah, the Exalted, at all times, worship him in all circumstances, and supplicate to him in both ease and hardship, and seek refuge in him during times of hardship and prosperity, and was mindful of him in all matters. So believers should frequently remember Allah, the Almighty, at all times, with their heart, tongue, and limbs. Reflecting on his greatness and blessings is remembrance. Moving the tongue with glorification, praise, and declaration of faith, as well as reciting the Quran, is remembrance. And all acts of obedience are remembrance. As Allah Almighty says about the prayer, and establish prayer for my remembrance. And Muslims should accompany those with living hearts, who remind them when they forget, alert them when they are inattentive, and help them in remembering and being grateful to Allah. Allah the Exalted says, and keep yourself patient by being with those who call upon their Lord in the morning and evening, seeking his face. Indeed, Allah Almighty remembers those who remember him. So remember me, I will remember you. and He Almighty forgets those who forget Him. They have forgotten Allah, so He has forgotten them. We seek refuge in Allah Almighty from heedlessness, and we ask Him to help us remember Him, thank Him, and worship Him in the best manner. Indeed, He is the all-hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.